He will let you know that immediately. He won't keep you guessing, because he'll want to make sure that you don't get frustrated and go away.
The "but he gave me his number" excuse.
Dear Greg, I met a really cute guy at a bar this week. He gave me his number and told me to give him a call sometime. I thought that was kind of cool, that he gave me control of the situation like that. I can call him, right? Signed, Lauren.
Dear Control Freak, did he give you control, or did he just get you to do the heavy lifting? What he did was a magic trick. It seems like he gave you control, but really, he now gets to decide if he wants to go out with you, or even return your call. Why don't you take Copperfield's number, roll it in a newspaper, pour milk in it, and make it disappear? Greg. Give me a call. Email me. Tell Joey we should all hang out sometime. Don't let him trick you into asking him out. When men want you, they do the work. I know it sounds old school, but when men like women, they ask them out.
The "maybe he forgot to remember me" excuse.
Dear Greg. Okay, Greg, listen to this one. I was at a conference for work and met a guy from another branch of my company. We hit it off immediately. He was just about to ask for my number, I swear, when the big blackout of 2003 happened. In the mayhem, I didn't get to give him my number. I think the big blackout of 2003 is a good enough excuse to call him, don't you think? It's only common courtesy for me to check up on him, right? If I don't call, he's probably going to be all sad thinking that I'm just not that into him. Signed, Judy.
Dear Judy Blackout, the city blacked out. He didn't. You said you work for different branches of the same company? Certainly he wouldn't have to break a sweat to scroll through the company staff roster or inter-office email listing to find you. And should he not be as resourceful as you are, I imagine that he has a mother, a sister, a female friend that could show him how. If he was really interested. P.S. Shame on you for using the Eastern Seaboard disaster as an excuse to call a guy up. Regards, Greg. Have faith. You made an impression. Leave it at that. If he likes you, he'll still remember you after the tsunami, flood, or Red Sox loss. If he doesn't, he's not worth your time. You know why? You are great. Now, don't get cocky.
The "maybe I don't want to play games" excuse.
Dear Greg, this is dumb. I know you're not supposed to call guys, but I call guys all the time because I don't care. I don't want to play games. I do whatever I want. I've called guys tons of times. You're such a square, Greg. Why do you think we can't call guys and ask them out? Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki, because we don't like it. Okay, some guys might like it, but they're just lazy. And who wants to go out with lazy guy? It's that simple. I didn't make the rules, and I might not even agree with them. Please don't be mad at me, Nikki. I'm not advocating that women go back to the Stone Age. I just think you might want to be realistic in how capable you are of changing the primordial impulses that drive all of human nature. Or maybe you're the chosen one. Still listening, Greg. Men, for the most part, like to pursue women. We like not knowing if we can catch you. We feel rewarded when we do, especially when the chase is a long one. We know there was a sexual revolution. We loved it. We know women are capable of running governments, heading multinational corporations, and raising loving children, sometimes all at the same time. That, however, doesn't make men different.
It's so simple.
Imagine right now that I'm leaping up and down and shaking my fist at the sky. I'm on my knees pleading with you. I'm saying this in a loud voice. Please, if you can trust one thing I say in this book, let it be this. When it comes to men, deal with us as we are and not how you'd like us to be. I know, it's an infuriating concept that men like to chase you and you have to let us chase you. I know it's insulting. It's frustrating.